Joining us in the media center following the AAA Midwest Nationals here at Gateway, top fuel winner, driver of the Capco Contractors Top Fuel Dragster, Steve Torrence, has 8 victories and 3 runner-up finishes for 11 final rounds in 2017. Last win was the big sweep of the U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis, Indiana. Last final round, Reading, Pennsylvania, one race ago, crew chief by Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana. 16th career victory, 14 runner-up finishes, qualified 7th. Second consecutive final round. Points leader, extending the points lead, Steve Torrence. Ron Kapp says everyone's counting points every run all the time. Are you?
Without a doubt. I mean, we needed to capitalize last weekend and win the race, but we had some issues with the car. It shut off early and weren't able to get those points. And so you come here and you try to go low ET every session in the qualifying. You try to go out here and win every round because every point that you can possibly get is going to be crucial at the end of this deal. When we got points and a half at Pomona, so I mean, you're just going to have to come in here and do everything you can and get every possible point because this thing could come down to 1 or 2 points at the end of the season.
If you had drawn out competition to create a tougher day for yourself, I think you would have had trouble. Leah Pritchett, Antron Brown, Doug Coletta en route to victory, all in the countdown, all great battles, and you came out on top.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it's tough, but you wouldn't script it out that way because, you know, you want to kind of not have to race those guys early. You want to race that guy in the final, but you also need him to go out. And we've got Dom out here helping us, and he's taking some cars out and doing really good. And you know, you can kind of get into a mindset of, well, you know, this guy's not doing this, and we need this guy to go out. Well, we got here by doing what we do all year long and doing it ourselves. And so that's what we did today. We went out. We just took those guys out, put them back in the trailer, and we're leaving here with the points, a bigger points lead in the trophy. And you're just going to have to do that. We got 3 more of these things. And I'm not a fan of this countdown, but – you know, hell, if you beat everybody every time, you win no matter what.
Questions from the media, name and affiliation?
Ken Roberts from the Post-Dispatch.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you like the countdown?
Well, it takes everything that any one of these drivers has done all year long. Whether, I mean, I've never benefited from it, and I know that some people have, but you throw all the hard work away that you've done to get here, and you reward a guy that was 500 points out of winning the championship and really no threat. Now that guy's right in the middle of everything. And, you know, I mean, maybe at some point in time it'll be a benefit to me, but I don't think it's indicative of a true champion and who really had the better car all year. It's who had the better car for the last 6 races, really.
Does it not make you work harder and do whatever you have to do at every level to beat these guys or not? No?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you have to work hard for the first 18 to be in the top seed or as close as possible to get here, and then you throw all that work away and you just race the last 6. So I don't know why we don't just race 6 races for a championship.
You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would be more of a fan if they would structure it to where you cut your points in half. So maybe you had 100 points, you only got 50-point lead. That would be more fair for what you work to get here, but they're not going to change it. So we got to race and do what we can and try to win every lap and every round that you possibly can. And good Lord's going to look after us, and if it's in the cards to be the champ, we'll be the champ. If it's not, we won't. But we're going to do everything that we possibly can.
When you see the second, third, fourth place guys go out, what
well,
do you
think? Second place guy was still in all the way to the final.
So yeah, well, that's true.
It's but. You know, you look at those and you look at those as opportunities to capitalize on. You need to go out and get points. You need to distance yourself from the people behind you and to be able to get that round win over Antron, over Leah, over Doug. I mean, that's what you've got to do. You got to take those guys out. And to win a championship, you know, Doug's never won one, but he's been there a lot and been the guy that's just been bridesmaid. And I hate it for him. I hope I get to prevail. But that guy's a great driver, so you got to bring your A game. And Antron Brown, I mean, that guy, he's a 3-time champion. So, I mean, when you go up there, bad's when you're capable of beating the baddest, and those are some of the baddest ones out here.
Steve, let's talk about that second round and semifinal matchup against rivals. One, Leah Pritchett, and you've been vocal all year long in a fun way, fun, respectful way, but vocal all year long. But that was a critical run for her team, and you were able to shut them down. And every round you get, you prevent another team from getting around. Talk about that run, and then we'll talk about Antron.
That was a huge run, not only for her, but for us. I mean, I think that taking her out there probably took her out of the championship chase, but us going out against her might have revived her chances and shot ours, you know. So with Doug going to the final, if that happens to us, I mean, the guy goes way ahead of us and is you know, covering some ground. So we needed – that was a huge round for us. We needed to go out there. And you can't take that whole team lightly because Todd Okahara, I mean, that guy, he – they didn't set the national record a few races back for no reason. You know, that thing's fast, and they've done a really good job, and she's a good driver. She does good on the tree. You just got to go up there and throw everything at them and beat them.
Question.
Yeah, Kevin Proop, STLRacing.com. Two questions. Talk about your weekend. You qualified seventh. Were you a little bit worried coming in today?
No. You know, they asked me there at the end of the track, well, you qualified seventh, and you know, how do you feel about that? You've been higher, but you can win from any one of these spots. It may not be the easiest route. You kind of don't do yourself a justice when you're further back. And as long as you got lane choice the end of that first round, it's a pretty big deal. And then you're going to just have to – you got to wade through these guys at some point in time. It may not be the second round when you want to see them or third round, but, I mean, you're going to have to beat them at some point in time. So that I've been able to overcome that, get that out of my mind, and just think, you know, heck, wherever you qualify – as long as you qualify, you got a shot at winning.
Also, can you talk about your season? 8 wins. I mean, is this like a great season for you compared?
Oh, yeah. Coming into this season, I'd raced 4 or 5 years and only won 8 races. So, yeah, it's unbelievable. And if you stop and really just kind of look at what we've accomplished, you're like, there's no way a single car team can go out there and go to 11 finals and win 8 of them and, you know, just keep going rounds. I think there's how many races? 21 races. So we've been to more than half of the races. We go to the final. So, you don't want to get too caught up in that right now. You want to look back at we'll look back at our season and evaluate it after Pomona. You know, that's where you can say, well, we won a championship, or we almost won the championship, but it was a good year. So up until this point, it's just kind of a storybook season. Good Lord, it's definitely blessed us. And I tell the guys all the time, I said, hey, we just got to keep going, keep grinding on it. God already knows what's going to happen. He's just watching us fight it out. And if it's going to happen, can't nobody beat us anyway.
Semi-final round, Antron Brown. A lot has been made over the years about just the numerology of it. But it's turning around. And you always said Antron had beaten you many, many times. And now it's going the other way. Your driving today was stellar. Reaction times in the 30s. That one was very important. And you got out a little chippy after that, after taking down a DSR car.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy racing those Schumacher cars. And it's fun to beat those guys. Those guys are the bar. I mean, that's the racing factory. They have everything, and it's not that we don't, but they got a lot of people and a lot of technology and a lot of data, and just collectively, it's hard to beat those guys. So when you can not only go out and leave on somebody like Antron, but outrun them, I mean, you got to be pretty jacked up about it. I mean, it's like David and Goliath, and heck, we're swinging hard and taking them down. So I was really excited about that, and it's, I mean, every round's huge, but when you can take those guys out, because you know that's who you're going to have to beat to win.
Is Don really dodging your calls?
I don't know if he's dodging my calls. He didn't really want to talk to me too much. I kind of get a little vocal, and I don't know if he likes it, but I don't really care either. But yeah, I did shake his hand over here, so he didn't dodge me too bad. He didn't speak, but he did shake my hand.
Any final questions for Steve? Steve, congratulations. Huge victory, extending your points lead.
Thank you.
Winning it here at the Midwest Nationals.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.